Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is your boy Z-Fly, and y'all know what time it is. Well, it ain't time to keep it real hot and fresh, but I am going to be bringing you my inner thoughts on this season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 6. Now, you know, this is my first time doing an actual review of any show, but, you know, I was like, you know, I need to get in the know, because, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of people, they do reviews of, you know, of, like, certain shows, Atlanta Housewives, Love & Hip Hop, or whatever it may be, you know what I'm saying, so I am a fan of The Housewives of Atlanta, so I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give my flanistos and my flanistas my thoughts on this season of The Housewives. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So today I'm going to be talking about episode 1. I am back, you know, I am behind. I know that the season is well into the season, but I'm going to start with episode 1, and I'm going to try to post one until I catch up, all right? So I'm going to be starting with episode 1, so I'm going to give y'all a little refresher of what's going on. So as y'all remember, you know, the season started out, you know how they do, real slow, just kind of catching y'all up, you know, what everybody's been doing, you know, since last season, which was season 5 or whatever. But I'm starting with Phaedra. You know what I'm saying? Phaedra, she wasn't doing too much on the first episode. her and Apollo, you know, they was reconstructing their place or whatever. And, you know, they was getting in kind of a little bit of an argument because she wanted, you know, things to be this way, and he's like, okay, well, don't talk to me this way, I'm going to do this. So, really, you know, they had nothing going on, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with Phaedra. Now, let me say something. I really do like Phaedra. I do. I like Phaedra. Me and her, we speak on Twitter a lot. She's very nice. You know, she has made plans to be on my Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I really like Phaedra. But on this season, I mean, with this episode, she had nothing going on. She didn't have nothing going on, you know what I'm saying? She nicknamed her baby, her new baby, Mr. President. Now, I ain't gonna lie, her and Apollo, they really do, you know, create beautiful babies. So they have two baby boys now, and she called her youngest Mr. President. And so really, that's really all that was really going on with Phaedra in the first episode. You know, like I was saying, you know, her and Apollo just discussing and disagreeing the improvements of their house. I'm saying to myself, y'all can't find anything that's better to talk about or argue about. But, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying, with those two, Phaedra, she's a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? So she's used to being in charge. Apollo, I don't really know what he do, to be honest with you. I mean, does he, what he do, lay bricks or something? I don't know. Whatever he does, you know, I don't know. They make it work somehow, I guess. So we're going to find out as the season goes. Well, actually, we already know how we find out, but you're going to find out what I think as my episodes go on the review. So that's Phaedra. Let's move on to Candy. So Candy, you know what I'm saying, her and Todd are trying to make this thing work. In the first episode, we saw her making Todd breakfast and stuff. And I actually liked that. You know what I'm saying? See, one thing that I like about watching the Atlanta Housewives is that, you know what I'm saying, you really see that Southern living habits. You know what I'm saying? She's in there cooking the Auntie Mama. A pancake. I think she had pancakes. Then like, she had like the grits, and like with the grits, you got to put the cheese in there. And then you got to put that butter in there too. Woo! Dang, that is really some best grits. If you are not from the South, you know, if you live Midwest, out West, in the North, and you're not really used to Southern cooking, please listen to your boy Z-Fly when I tell you all that you have got to try some Southern hospitality grits. Okay, you got to let a real Southerner make you grits, okay? You know what I'm saying? With the salt, with the cheese, with the butter. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then you put, like, the little milk in there to make it creamy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Candy, she was real. She was doing it up in her kitchen. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're making breakfast or whatever. And as y'all know, you know, Todd popped the question. He proposed to her. Yay. So I think that's pretty good for Candy because, you know, on the last few seasons, she's had a hard time with men. You know, unfortunately, you know, the other guy, he died. And now was she dating somebody else? I can't remember. I don't know. But then Todd came along. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, she can get it right with Todd. Todd, he, to me, I know a lot of people saying that he seemed like an opportunist. He not really seem like he loved her. He just there in it, you know, for her money. I think, from what I see, I don't really see him as an opportunist. I mean, for one thing, he was working for Bravo. You know what I'm saying? That's how they met. So, obviously, he got money. You working for Bravo, you got money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's an opportunist. I just think that don't nobody want nobody to be happy. I mean, Candy's just trying to be happy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's something to be a successful woman, and then you ain't got no successful man beside you. You know, she get lonely. She needs somebody. I don't think Todd is an opportunist. What do you all think? I don't know. So, you know, let me know. Hit me up. Write me something. Go to my Facebook. Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Let me know what you think. Do you think Todd is an opportunist? I don't. Okay. And then also, too, we kind of found out that actually, you know, there are some little drama that's going on with them, though, because Todd was actually upset because, you know what I'm saying, because people think that he's using Candy, and he was upset about that. You know, so Candy's trying to calm him down and let him know, well, you know, I don't think that, and, you know, it matters what I think. But her mama, I think her mama is going to be a force to reckon with this season, because her mama doesn't approve of the relationship at all. I mean, she don't like the boy a little bit. I don't think she likes his name. Yeah, so Mama Joyce is not feeling Todd, so I think she's going to be the hurricane for this season. So that's basically what going on with Candy in the first episode. And then let's move on to NeNe. Y'all know that NeNe, she had her wedding show. What was it called? NeNe in a Bottle, I Dream of NeNe. Yeah, I Dream of NeNe. So, you know, she had that where her and Greg remarried and stuff like that, so they married again. So now in the first episode of The Housewives, we see them unpacking their gifts and stuff, and she's talking about how, like, she got something from Kim, and, you know, I mean, NeNe, I know a lot of people like NeNe. A lot of people don't like NeNe. I don't really care for NeNe because I just feel like her attitude has changed. And now, when I say this, I know, like, people get sick and tired of people saying, oh, this person changed. Yes, I know people are going to change anyway with your environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're from the ghetto, well, no, that ain't true. Cause I know some people who from the ghetto, you can put them in Beverly Hills, and they still ratchet. You know what I'm saying? But with NeNe, I feel like, okay, you know, she is from the ghetto, but it's okay to change. But I just feel like what get on my nerves with NeNe is, like, she used to, you know what I'm saying, we all know NeNe as being the loudmouth, ratchet, starting fights and, you know, in people's face. And now when other people do it, now she's looking at them like, wow, I can't believe, oh yeah, they're not classy. But it's like, you used to do that. That's how you got famous. That's how you got people liking you. That's why I don't care for NeNe. Because I feel like she's a hypocrite. I forget, she quickly forget where she come from, and she acts too brand new. I don't care for people like that. Sorry, but anyway, I just had to let y'all know how I feel about NeNe. But anyway, and then, you know, and then her and Greg start talking about Portia. And that's another thing. She's sitting there talking about Portia, but then you just get remarried because you and your husband had y'all little separation thing, and now here y'all go talking about Portia and her separation. I mean, NeNe Alex, she got so much advice for people, but she can't keep marriage together herself. I mean, she just got remarried and telling somebody else what they need to do in their marriage. You know, NeNe always talking about somebody, her friend, and she liked people, but she don't like nobody but herself. So I'm serious. I mean, if y'all really look at NeNe, I mean, you know what I'm saying, aside from all the little, you know, faces she make and all the little, you know, funny things she say, she don't care about nobody but herself, her family, and that's all she care about, and her money, because she's real rich, according to her. All right, and then let's see. Then later on, NeNe had met with Portia, and, you know, she was giving her advice and telling her what she needed to do, and, you know, how she was so surprised that Cordell did this, and she let Cordell do this, and, you know, so NeNe gave her 2 cents on Portia's marriage, and Portia is stupid enough to listen to her. Yeah. Portia going along with it. Yeah, he did this, and NeNe just taking it all in. And, you know, that actually makes NeNe feel good. Because, see, now she's looking at Portia like, well, I might, you know what I'm saying, somebody doing way better than me and Greg was, yeah, Portia. Yeah, so Nene loves it. So now she, now she feels like she's the big sister. She always talks about she's the big sister of somebody. No, she's just big. Okay, she's a big sister. That's what she is. You know what I'm saying? She always talks about, because you remember last season or the season before last, she was talking about she felt like she was the sister to Marlo. She just thinks she's everybody's sister. She old enough to be everybody's sister. Speaking of Portia, though, you know, as we saw with Portia, it opens up with her. You know, she's taking a visit from her, you know, with her attorney. Her and Cordell, they're filing divorce papers. You know, they're ready to start their disposition for the divorce or whatever. And then the sad thing is kind of the way that Portia found out about her divorce on Twitter. Let me tell you something. I mean, if a person has found out that they're getting a divorce on a social network, now that's just a sign of the times going crazy. I mean, people don't even tell you no more. They don't say, I want a divorce. No, they get on Twitter so everybody can know they want a divorce. Okay? Now they got plenty of witnesses. They got all these followers who are witnesses to your divorce. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was very childish of Cordell. He's very childish. He's very childish, but she is too. You know what I'm saying? I know Portia, she's trying to be a good girl, but she's childish. And she got problems. And she don't have a mind of her own. She's nothing but like a little trophy wife. To be honest with you, that's all she is a trophy wife. You know, I don't really care for Portia, to be honest with you. I really don't care for her because she should have never been on this show. You don't need to be on these reality shows if you're just stupid. She showed the world that she's really stupid. She showed the world that she's nothing but a trophy wife. She's nothing but a submissive human being. You know what I'm saying? She'll let a man degrade her to make him happy. She'll make herself unhappy to make a man happy. And I just don't think that she's a good woman that needs to be on TV. Yeah, I don't. Especially with like young girls looking at this show and looking at her. Hopefully, young girls don't take heed to Portia. She's just one of a kind of got her own problems. But anyway, but you know, so she found out about her divorce on Twitter. But then she's so stupid that she's willing to give Cordell another chance. She's like, she's gonna make a list of things. She told her attorney, make a list of things that she want Cordell to change, and if he doesn't want to go by it, then she'll go with the divorce. My thing is this right here. See, this is why I don't get women. Why is it that, I just don't get it, why is it that a man can degrade you, can boss you around, can keep you from being happy, take away your happiness, take away who you are, demean you, and all kinds of stuff, and you sit there and take it and think that, oh, he just wants the best for me, he treating you like a cave woman, and then whenever he put on blast on Twitter that he want a divorce from you, you still willing to give him a second chance. Say, it's women like that that's just make women look weak. And, I mean, that just looks weak. I mean, it looks really weak on Portia. And she got a problem, period, yeah. She got a big problem. You know, she's not strong. You know, I know a branch on a tree that's stronger than her. Yeah, I mean, she's just crazy, you know. She don't know nothing. She's not smart. So, yeah, of course Cordell's going to use and abuse her the way he did. Why not? You know what I'm saying? My thing is put a pretty woman on your arm. She's stupid. She listens to what you say. Everybody think, ooh, wow, you know what I'm saying? That image. You know what I'm saying? That image look good. You know, and then also when she was talking to Cordell about the disposition, he ain't seem to care. He's over you, Portia. Portia, he is over you. My thing is this. I just don't get it all. You know, obviously, you know, Portia, she's not ugly. You know, she's not an ugly girl. But it's sad when you be with somebody, a man who demean you so much and take away your self-image and your self-worth that you don't even get that, hey, I still got it going on. I'm still pretty. I can give me another man. No, she don't see that. She's just thinking that Cordell is it, and Cordell don't want you, okay? And according to the word on the street, yeah, okay. All right, and also her mom, Portia's mom really doesn't like Cordell either. You know, she was talking about how, like, you know, Cordell, whenever, I think Portia was in the hospital one time, Cordell didn't, he only visited once while she was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your wife. You go visit her once. Yeah, he was just, and then her mom also said that, you know, Cordell probably just married her for his image. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the word on the street. Y'all know what the word on the street is. You know that Cordell, he actually plays for the other team. Now, if that is true, then that makes a lot of sense, because you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of men do that. They get wives who are beautiful, trophy-wise, whatever. They just use them for their image. You know what I'm saying? That way, and nobody's the wiser. You keep the vultures off. You keep people out of your business. Because people are looking like, okay, well, he's married to a woman. You know what I'm saying? So he can't be X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, he can be X, Y, and Z, too. What that would mean, just like you was a woman. Please. So, I mean, I don't know Cordell. I don't know what's going on with him. But if he is, I don't find it surprising. Mm-mm. And especially the way he treated her. I mean, it could be that, or it could be maybe he just don't like Portia. It could be that simple. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, you know, guys, we want people who are going to challenge us. And Portia don't challenge people. She just lay there and take it. So, all right, so that's Portia. Then let's go on to Miss Cynthia Bailey. As y'all know, Cynthia, she really got a lot going on. One thing she got going on is that she's moving to Bailey Agency across from Bar One. I thought that was pretty sweet. Her and Peter are going to be together. I don't know if that's sweet or that's going to be a disaster. You know what I'm saying? You live with somebody, then you move your business closer to them. They, like, right across the street from your business. And you can get sick of seeing that face of his. I'm just saying. And then while they're, you know what I'm saying, taking down the Bailey Agency, here comes Miss Kenya Moore through the door. And, you know what I'm saying, she's talking about her eviction and, you know, how her landlord's crazy and, you know, giving, you know, updating Cynthia on the 311. But then she was also mad with Cynthia because she just feels like, you know, with everything that she's been going through, that Cynthia nor any of the other girls has, you know, had reached out to her or nothing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Kenya got to understand. That's just how them girls are, you know. And another thing, I don't know why Kenya would be too surprised, because for one thing, Phaedra don't like her, you know what I'm saying? And Candy is Phaedra's best friend, so she don't reach out to you too much. You know you and Portia ain't cool, so you don't look for her. So really, that would just be Cynthia and Nene. And Nene, she's so wrapped up in her own life. She ain't got time for your evictions and stuff. And Cynthia, you know, so, I mean, no, it makes sense. Yeah, ain't nobody going to, they did what they were going to do, not contact you. So, you know what I'm saying? So she was mad about that. Then she's also mad because, you know what I'm saying, if y'all watch Nene's wedding special, you know, her wedding, you know that Walter, Kenya's ex-boyfriend, was in the, well, not in the wedding, but he was at the wedding. So Kenya found that kind of disrespectful because she felt like, okay, if Nene's my friend, she know I don't like Walter. Why would you, you know what I'm saying, invite Walter to, you know what I'm saying, to the, you know, to, what am I trying to say? Oh, to the wedding. But you know what I'm saying? But Nene, her thing is, she's like, well, you know, we like Walter. You know what I'm saying? I can't help you don't like him, but we like him. And I'm not going to not invite him to my wedding because you don't like him. You know what I'm saying? So then, of course, you know, Cynthia, she threw out the grand opening for the Bailey Agency. And Kenya, she shows up with Miss Lawrence. And then Peter, you know, he's showing Nene the place. You know, everybody's liking it. You know, everybody's there. They're looking around. Wow, cool, yeah. And then, you know, even Kenya and Portia was kind of talking. You know, Kenya was asking her about the divorce and, you know, acting like she cared and stuff like that. Then finally, Kenya did confront Nene about Walter and the wedding. And then, they got into it. And you know, like I said, you know, Nene was just like, well, you know, he's our friend. And, you know, she said, how she said? She's like, she was like, whenever I plan something, I'm not thinking, is Portia going to be okay with it or not? I'm thinking, how fabulous Nene going to be? That was crazy. Nene crazy. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then Portia, she's just trying to get her to listen. So Nene's like, I got to use the bathroom. She's like, do you want me to pee in your glass? And then, so, you know, Portia had, you know, I mean, not Portia, but Kenya had to grab Nene's ear. And she's like, listen. And a lot of people, like, they thought that was disrespectful. I mean, I think people just take stuff too serious. I don't think it was disrespectful because, like, at first, you know, they was being playful with their argument. You know what I'm saying? They was just kind of being playful. So, you know, so Kenya was just like, oh, come on, NeNe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she just grabbed the ear, like, playfully. Maybe NeNe didn't like it, but NeNe, she didn't, like, snatch away. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, NeNe, when NeNe don't like something, she go crazy, like a bull. So she didn't do that. So I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't that serious. But then it got serious because NeNe just wants, you know, she wasn't trying to hear what Kenya was trying to say. And people started getting up into argument, like Miss Lawrence was there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in case, like, any blows got thrown. But, I mean, they weren't going to really fight. Then, of course, you know, NeNe walk off because she's walking off like she's Miss Hollywood or whatever. And that was basically episode one, basically. So, I don't know. So, you know, so like I said, you know, Phaedra ain't got nothing going on. Candy, she's trying to get married. NeNe, she thinks she everybody's big sister and stuff. And Portia, I mean, she's going through this divorce. She don't know if she want the man. She don't know if the man want her. She don't know who she is. And Kenya, she's getting evicted, and then she's mad because she felt like nobody cares about what she's going through. And Miss Cynthia, she's trying to start her new business, the Bailey Agency. So that was episode one of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, season six. So I will be telling you my thoughts on episode two real soon. So y'all definitely look out for that. And also, y'all, please, remember, I have a Keeping It Raw and Fresh YouTube show that's coming very soon. Hopefully by February. So y'all definitely keep a lookout for that. I'm gonna have some amazing guests that's gonna be on the show, on good segments. You know, a lot of hot topics, and it's gonna be hosted by your boy Z Fly. That's right, that's me. So be sure to subscribe to my YouTube page. You can find me at youtube.com/realhotfresh. And also follow me on Twitter because I love to follow back and I love to give a lot of shout-outs. So you can follow me at RealHotFresh on Twitter. And also for all the unsigned artists, I definitely do. I have amazing packages for my unsigned artists where I give you, like, interviews and shout-outs and a lot mad promotion. And also I'm connected with a on-air radio station, WMQR. So be sure to look that up. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's WMQR 103.6, and that is out in Atlanta, Georgia. So you can definitely get your music on air radio plus online radio. So you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing a lot. So definitely look me up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh, and YouTube, subscribe, youtube.com/realhotfresh. And also, I want to know, give me your thoughts on my review for the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 6, episode 1. Tell me, you know what I'm saying, if y'all agree, if you disagree. Yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts, because what do y'all say? I got something back for you, okay? So thank y'all, and be sure to keep it real hot and fresh. I am your boy Z Fly. I'll see you next time for episode 2. Peace.